Cool, we're back. Oh, this reminds me of my 5-year-old granddaughter, Penelope, who just Michael Jackson. She'd be like, I'm Michael Jackson. And I'd be like, I'm Michael Jackson. No, I'm Michael Jackson. And the Thriller video just over and over and over. Which really bothered the parents kind of, I think, after a while. But not Grandpa. Let's keep dancing. This is too much. But yeah, we just can't get enough in Wisconsin. You know, we're a free state, man. Let's not let people with disabilities vote or people that are in jail, even though, you know, it might be just for like having a sack of weed, like just a corner bag I had, officer. Come on now. You can't. But hey, we got somebody waiting. Getting back into that. CJ, what do you think about that? Not allowing people with disabilities if they can't put the ballot in themselves, an absentee ballot.
I hope that law's changed.
That a boy. You are a libertarian. Damn. I have to cut you some slack.
You know, well, Republicans are registering voters every day at the gas pump, the grocery store.
Are they? That's cool. Good for them, man. That's how you get people to vote. Yeah. I miss that at
Quick Trip. Because we're living in a Democrat world right now.
Because we are living in a Democrat world, and you are not a Democrat guy. Ooh, 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 CJ, I'm not a Democrat either, but I sure as hell ain't a Republican. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm feeling good.
This is what the Green New Deal is right now.
The Green New Deal, what? You mean clean air and water? I know, CJ, that you called in last week and made a false statement about they cut the pipeline and we've never produced more crude, nasty stuff than now. I don't know.
So false, Mike. You need to study a little more.
Yeah, I need to study just like you did in high school, right? How many times did people? 1.9 million barrels of toxic fuel
left.
Blown, man. We can't
left.
Get enough of it. But what did you know?
Welcome to the Green Deal, Democrats.
That's a Green Deal.
Everything.
You think well, the you're the such rest. A clown, Jay? Goodbye. You remind me of Rojo the Clown. I'm sure you like him too, and I wanted to talk about him. And since all you do is just say, well, you know, I don't think they should do that. And then you start going into your right-wing toolage. Jeez, CJ, what? I need to study? Dude, what? I know I finished several percentage points above you in school. You didn't learn a damn thing since then. That's the problem. Because it doesn't matter what your grades were in high school if you get out and apply yourself as an adult. But you can't apply yourself as an adult. You're a clown.
And the tell always is Democrat.
Democrat.
They can't say Democratic because they just got to get that little dig in by saying Democrat when it's the Democratic Party. And it's not as though Joe Biden has instituted the Green New Deal. I wish he'd instituted the Green New Deal.
Yeah, there is no new Green Deal. What an idiot.
And is CJ studying? I mean, the reports out this weekend was the polar ice caps on both of the poles are melting at just a historic, horrible level. And we're going to have to deal with those consequences. You know, he can cry about Green New Deal or the price of gas or whatever he was getting on there, but look, we've got to do something about this climate catastrophe we're facing. And he just wants to score little petty political points about Biden.
You know what's going to happen to CJ? Because the polar caps are melting and it's going to freeze somewhere else, it's going to come to like Madison, that's ice age, and the polar bears are going to come over here and they're going to eat him.
Well, they got to find somewhere to go, those poor animals.
But here's some more stuff for, you know, that he's fans of, I'm sure. Dan the Clan O'Donnell had Ron Johnson on.
Yeah, tell me about that.
So I didn't know that's what he was talking about at first, but, you know, Dan the Clan O'Donnell says that, that media is being suppressed and the truth isn't, you know, being out there. And I'm like, oh, he's turning a page here, you know. And then, no, he's talking about, you know, getting kicked off YouTube and on Facebook, you know. So they're blocking him from telling the truth, apparently. And it was just funny to hear him describe himself as somebody that's all about freedom and truth. And bring on my guest, Ron Johnson, right? So Ron Johnson's on there, and they start talking about, you know, this investigating Trump's children, and well, what if a Democrat's kid? What if always? What if? Yeah, what if? If a Democrat's kid would have done it, the Democrats would have been the first ones to dump on him. At least we got some of that. I mean, there's nepotism on both sides, right? But, you know, there's no way. So anyway, then they start talking about how this all went bad, right? He says that Zuckerberg and that $500,000 on Facebook or stuff, you know, to promote this. And I'm thinking, Diane Hendricks and you held up the country for Diane Hendricks and Dick and Elizabeth Uline to get even more to make sure you could screw the American people. What a clown. But then he said that it all started when the radical left took over the colleges and schools in the 1960s and indoctrinated our children. CJ, did you know that you were indoctrinated in the 60s? That's where it all came from. Except not.
You know, a lot of these folks, they're still fighting the 60s, or they're still fighting the New Deal, or they're still fighting the progressive movement at the turn of the 20th century, back when Fighting Bob La Follette was around. They just want to turn the clocks back.
Well, there's something about that new Green Deal, you know, having green grass and trees and butterflies. It's just nonsense. We don't need any of that stuff. I mean, that's what makes me mad when we put all these acronyms and apply these phrases to stuff that, you know, tools don't understand. But speaking of not being a tool, let's go to Dick and Madison before the break, huh? Morning, Dick.
Well, guys, I kind of worry about where they really want to take us. I think somewhere back right after the Civil War, right in that era, is where they'd be happy.
Oh, they're but taking us straight to hell.
CJ, yeah. Whenever I hear CJ with this stuff, I think of the worst president in my lifetime that he always brings up. and that wouldn't be the last one. It would with me. But the reason I bring it up, I wonder where we'd be if we would have followed that worst president's ideas. I'm talking about Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
When it came to climate change. But no, see, we had the second worst president in my life elect a doddering old idiot actor, and he was a horrible actor, an even worse president.
Yeah, oh, there's no question.
Yeah, I mean, Reagan paved the way for a lot of the stuff that we're seeing right now, and he was out there with his, you know, dog whistles that have now become just megaphones. And so you're right about all of that, Dick. And yeah, Jimmy Carter looks better by the day. I mean, you know, putting the solar panel on the White House and telling people to drive more slowly. And he's certainly been the best ex-president we've ever had. He's out there building houses for the homeless till he's 95 years old, even when he's got brain cancer. So, but at least on CJ, you know, at least CJ said that law should be changed so that persons with disabilities can put their ballot, can go vote by absentee ballot without having to find their way to the mailbox and physically putting it in. I mean, that's just the most obscene thing I've read all week.
Well, I think with CJ, you can always apply talk is cheap. Okay. Oh, I don't believe in this. I wasn't born, you know, we didn't grow up racist, Mike. You don't be speaking for me, Clown Jay. I'm the one that has friends and family that aren't pure as the driven snow.
Yeah.
I don't think you can say the same. And so our experiences are different. But our logic is also different. I think I'm more of the critical thinking, and I think you're kind of just a little too reactionary, CJ. You're always calling it, you know, political theater, Democrat political theater. And, dude, you're the political theater, and you do happen to light up the boards. I got time to take another call? We'll take Robert in West Dallas.
Good morning.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you know, I think they want to take us back to the 1950s. You know, the best chance we have against Ron Johnson in polling is Sarah Godlewski. She's the one that, you know, the Dems need to really come out and back. You know, I like Mandela Barnes. I like some of these other people, Lazary and Peter Prakarsky. But at the end of the day, they're not going to be able to beat him. She's won statewide multiple times. She's winning in polling. I think she's really the one that we need to come out and support. That's the best chance of taking him out. But what I wanted to talk about was Ukraine. I think the Biden administration needs to realize they don't have a domestic agenda. Until air support provided, a no-fly zone, jets, drones, something, I just don't see how they're ever going to be able to get anything done. What we're going to see daily is more refugees, more bombings of maternity wards, schools, daycares, more crimes being committed. I think they really need to do something. He can't go over there and just have another photo op. It's not going to work. And I think they need to come to the realization that their domestic agenda is sidelined until they do that, and they're going to get trounced in the midterms until they do that. So that's just my opinion.
Well, you know what? And the political fallout, you may be correct about that, but war is not the answer. And no, we can't get into a conflict. What needs, look, we won't even take care of the issues we have here. You think you're going to go over and solve issues in the Eastern Bloc? Sorry, man. That we can't do that. Now, I agree that the deals that China, the United States, and Russia made with Ukraine, they've all been violated. Okay, there should have been a plan way ahead of this, but we had, you know, Donald Trump in there, and it just kind of paved the way for it, believe it or not, CJ. And if you think that he's not on, you know, the side of Putin, guess again, he's out there talking about what a great guy he is, and he supports everything he's doing right along there with your libertarian Charles Koch. But you don't even see the trap. People don't see it. You don't want to do it. What? Vietnam. You don't remember that. You don't remember, Iraq. You don't remember Afghanistan. You don't remember every conflict that's ever taken place in the history of man is not solved. It's not solvable with violence.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate Robert's call.
I get it, too. Yeah. He's right. I mean, it's probably going to cost people, but you know what? This has been going on until people pull their heads out of their asses, which they're not going to do. And that's why I think, you know, I hate to say it.
But I'm with you. You know, I'm with you, Mike. Totally. I think imposing a no-fly zone is to threaten the future of the whole world. Because if you want a nuclear confrontation with Putin, we'd all be dead.
Look, the people in Ukraine are fighting. They're standing tall and proud, just like we did at the Capitol, without being murdered, obviously. But it's the same thing. The people have to make it happen. The people in Russia need to make it happen. The people in China need to make it happen. And God darn it, people in the United States need to make something happen instead of, oh no, what should we do? We should blow somebody up. We should fight back. Yeah, Lindsey Graham, we should assassinate him, right? You guys are idiots, man. War is not the answer, just like the bumper sticker.